This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned Monday, ending 15 years in power as thousands of protesters defied a military curfew and stormed her official residence. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The news of the resignation was confirmed by officials from the military and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who requested anonymity. Thousands appear to have entered Hasina's official residence in Dhaka on Monday, following weeks of violent demonstrations and clashes with security forces. The protests began peacefully in late June as students sought an end to a quota system for government jobs, but it turned violent after clashes between protesters and police and pro-government activists at Dhaka University. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israeli airstrikes hit schools and a hospital in Gaza on Sunday, killing at least 35 people, Palestinian officials said, while the Israeli military said it hit Hamas terrorist targets. Alex Cohen from Reuters reports.
The attacks come the day after ceasefire talks in Cairo ended without result. Israel is bracing for a serious escalation following the assassination of Hamas's leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday. Netanyahu was due to convene special security discussions late on Sunday, a defense official said, following threats of retaliation from Iran and others. While U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was talking to leaders in the Middle East, seeking to calm tensions, according to the State Department.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will hold an urgent meeting with ministers and top law enforcement officials as he seeks to end days of street violence and attacks on hotels housing asylum seekers. Lawlessness has swept the country over the past 6 days as right-wing activists use social media to whip up anger over a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left 3 girls dead and many more wounded. This is VOA News. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu called on Sunday for a suspension of protests against a cost-of-living crisis, saying this would create an opportunity for dialogue, his first public comment since frustrated citizens took to the streets last week. Reuters' Leila Shirakshahi reports.
Amnesty International has said at least 13 people were killed in clashes with security forces on the first day of protests on Thursday. Police, however, deny using excessive force and say only 7 people had died as of Saturday, including those caused by an explosive device, and another where a person was shot by a guard when protesters looted a shop. Protester Ireo Oluwafemi said the president's words are inconsequential.
We are going nowhere!
We are going nowhere. What the president said this morning means nothing. It means nothing.
Nigerians have been protesting against economic hardship and bad governance and call for a cut in petrol prices and electricity tariffs, among several other demands.
Leila Shirakshahi from Reuters. Myanmar's military regime says it's lost communications with the commanders of a strategically important army headquarters in the northeast, adding credence to claims from a militia group it had captured the base. The fall of the army's northeast command in the city of Lashio would be the biggest in a series of setbacks and a significant blow to Myanmar's military government this year, as an offensive launched by an alliance of powerful militias of ethnic minority groups continues to make broad gains in the country's civil war. Voices across the globe are expressing concern over the growing number of arrests in Venezuela following July 28th's disputed elections. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Pope Francis said Venezuela is living a critical situation in his traditional homily on Sunday at the Vatican. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, at a rally in the capital Caracas, earlier announced the government has arrested 2,000 opponents, and he pledged to detain more and send them to prison. A U.S. official said on Sunday U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is concerned about the possibility of political instability if the arrests continue. The Pope appealed to all parties to, quote, seek the truth to avoid all kinds of violence. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
A Vietnamese Coast Guard ship arrived in Manila on Monday for a 4-day goodwill visit and joint exercises as the two countries attempt to put aside their own territorial disputes in the face of rising tensions with China over control of key features in the South China Sea. As Philippine Coast Guard personnel wave Philippine and Vietnamese flags and a brass band play under the morning sun at Manila's harbor, Vietnam's 2,400-ton Coast Guard ship with 80 crew members docked Monday, its officers saluting from the lower and upper decks of the 90-meter white ship in its first visit to Manila. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.